It's 222.
Have you ever been bullied? Have your kids ever been bullied? Well, it's time to separate the fact from fiction and delve more deeply into a serious topic that can have serious consequences.
Slate Magazine's Emily Bazelon is considered an authority on the subject. She just wrote a new book called Sticks and Stones, Defeating the Culture of Bullying and Rediscovering the Power of Character and Empathy. Emily, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your title seems to say it all, but let's start with a simple definition. What is bullying?
Bullying is verbal or physical harassment that is repeated over time and that involves a power imbalance. So it's not a one-time fight, and it's not two kids who both have the same kind of social status going back and forth. It's this much more limited but harmful form of particular form of aggression.
We hear so much about bullying. Many people believe there's a national bullying crisis, especially online. Is there?
Happening is not that rates of bullying are rising, because the research shows it's actually been pretty consistent over the last 25 years. But the internet is really changing what it's like for kids to grow up and how they experience bullying. It used to be that kids would get a break when they came home in the afternoon and some time to recover. And now they may very well feel that kids are still gossiping and sniping at them online. And so that can be really devastating.
Emily, bullying can devastate you emotionally. It can impact who you become in your life because it hinders your performance in school and your self-esteem. What have you found while writing about it?
It's true that there are really difficult psychological consequences, and that can be short and long term. And so for me, that's really a call to action. And so I try in my book to write about some of the successful strategies that parents and schools have come up with, because this is really a problem that we can address.
Well, name one of those successful strategies.
The whole school really needs to get involved. So one thing that has worked is schools showing kids that most kids don't like bullying and don't actually participate in it. So if a school does an internal survey and then puts up posters and enforces the lesson that, you know, 90% of the kids here don't exclude other kids deliberately, kids will see that message and they'll start thinking of bullying as outlier behavior, and the rates tend to go down even more.
How important is it for other kids to stand up for the child that's being bullied?
It's really important. Bystanders are a huge part of this equation. Bullying almost always takes place in front of an audience, but kids only stand up to bullies about 1 out of every 5 cases. Yet when they do, they can stop the bullying half the time.
What?
So then the question is, are there things we can give kids to do that are easier than directly confronting the bully in the moment, which is really hard? And there is good reason to think that it's just as helpful to do something small and empathetic, like send a sympathetic text message or ask someone if they're okay.
In our final 20 seconds, what's the most important thing people need to know about this?
It's just crucial to teach kids empathy and help them develop that capacity. You know, bullies tend to freeze out that feeling, but almost everybody is capable of empathy. And if we can help kids develop that, then we can really prevent bullying.
Wow, that's a great topic. Emily, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Emily Bazelon from Slate Magazine. Her new book, Sticks and Stones, Defeating the Culture of Bullying and Rediscovering the Power of Character and Empathy.